Very interesting. The Sefer is an encyclopedia of Machshava Halacha on Rosh Hashanah. It's really remarkable what he's able to squeeze in. Rabbi Paradis Yosef. Paradis Yosef Hechodosh. By who wrote this volume? Gamaliel Rabinowitz. There are a few of them. There's more than one. There was once one down here, a virtual Gamaliel Rabinowitz. On the video downstairs from Eretz Yisrael. Remember that like 2 years ago? He was giving brachas. I don't know, is that the one who wrote this one? I'm not sure. There are a few of them. There's at least two or three of them. Tivs. He wrote all the Tivs. You know what the Tivs are? A whole series. They must have 20 volumes. Tiv. They're all called Tiv. Test Yud Beis on every possible topic. I don't think it's the same one. I think it's a different one. That's not the same one. The one that was on the video, the hook of giving brachas, is the one who wrote the Tivs. This is a different one. All right, anyway, let's go through it. First thing first. Okay, let's see where we're going to start from. Okay, let's start with this. Mincha lifnei Rosh Hashanah. I'll read from my notes. The mincha before Rosh Hashanah is the most important mincha of the entire year. Okay, it's very sad. People of Rosh Hashanah, they're in a rush. And you come late, don't come late to Mincha Erev Rosh Hashanah like you come late to Mincha Erev Shabbos. Mincha Erev Rosh Hashanah, I can't tell you all the stories because I can't memorize the names. Everything I'm telling you is what it says here, is extremely significant. Hakol Olich Acher Hachitum. Just like we find a principle when it comes to Ni'ilah. Okay, Ni'ilah is the most significant tefillah of Yom HaKippur because that's the Chasima, that's the Gemar. On Shabbos, which of the three meals, the three tefillahs, is the most significant? Shabbos Mincha. Shabbos Mincha is a very spooky prayer. Ata echad v'shimcha echad nika amcha yisrael goyecha b'aretz. I love davening nusach svart. I like Ashkenaz. I'm a real Ashkenaz fan. The only tefillah that I really would opt out for nusach svart is Shabbos Mincha. Because Shabbos Mincha, the svart and nusach svart, they know what they're doing. What do I mean? They don't wear a talis. They don't wear a talis until Vanis Sefilasi, and then they first put on the talis when they come to Psicha Sa'arayim, because Shabbos Mincha is the culmination of the week. You start from Mitzvah Shabbos and you go through an entire week of Tefillah, and the holiest Tefillah is Shabbos Mincha. The Tzura of Tefillah is talis, to wear a talis. It says when Moshe went to Shemayim, Hashem was Nis'atef B'talis. Hashem, when Moshe was mispal for Klal Yisrael, to forgive Klal Yisrael for the Chet HaEgel, and Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he taught Hashem the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim by being mis'atef in the talis. Hashem dressed himself in the talis and told Moshe the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. The tzura of prayer is with wearing a talis, having the talis cover your head. In some communities, the makbid that when you daven for the amud, you always have to wear the talis over your head, even if you're a bachor. A bachor typically does not wear a talis. Even if he wears a talis, when he davens for the amud, he does not cover, he wears a hat. But when you daven for the amud, then you represent it sibur. When you represent it sibur, the tsura of nisatef, the word nisatef means the head should be covered. Our shliach tzibur, you know, the different minhagim, different communities, they do different minhagim. The yekas, they do not wear a talis over their head. There's a very big hakpada. They wear a hat. The only one who covers their head is the rav. What about the baal tefila? Does the baal tefila cover their head? I don't know. But the rav covers what?
Not by the yekas.
By the yekas, the shliach tzibur does not cover their head. You sure? Could be whatever it is. But there's something to it. By the Nusach Svar, they first put the talis on. And by the way, the Nusach Svar, they never wear a talis, Mincha. B'hakpada, you don't wear a talis by Yidav and Mincha and Ma'arif. The Ashkenazim, the Bnei Torah, they wear a talis for Mincha. By Mincha, no. Nusach Svar? No, it's a big no. During the weekday. They're not real Nusach Svar then.
It appears that
you don't wear a talis. The only exception is Shabbos Mincha. Why Shabbos Mincha? It's Rava de Rava. It's Kodesh Kodashim, Shabbos Mincha. And especially when you open up the Aron, we mentioned to discuss that the Iker Brich Shmei, we had a discussion, according to some opinions, the Iker Zman to say Brich Shmei is Shabbos Mincha. The whole week you can skip it. When you Shabbos Mincha, you got to get serious. When you open up the Aron HaKodesh, that's the Koyach of Tefillah, you're combining, you are attaching yourself to the Torah, you're using the Torah as a zechus for Tefillah, you're pulling out all of your, it's like the desperation that we should be zeichas. So that's when you say Baruch Shmei, that's when you say the pasuk Va'ani Sifilasi Lecha Hashem Eis Ratzayin. That's a very powerful pasuk. My tefillah should be to you in Eis Ratzayin. And when you say that pasuk, the moment before you say that pasuk, you put on the talis. Okay, where I daven on Shabbos, sometimes the Rav, he always daven Shabbos Mincha. That's part of it's a Rebbe's thing. It's a Rebbe's thing that the Rebbe daven Shabbos Mincha.
Also, Erev Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos also, okay, but because the last tefillah before the coming of the Shabbos. It's a Rebbe thing. To daven, the Rebbe, he has kedima to daven every Shabbos, no matter what. Even the Avelim, even the Yartzeit. That's his tefillah, Shabbos Mincha. And the rabbi there, he puts on the talis, and takes out his own talis from his talis, and he makes a bracha. It's a whole Seder. He comes, Ashrei V'Letzion, and then he says the Chatzi Kaddish, and then he takes out the talis, and he makes a bracha. The whole shul ends amen. Baruch atah hasateh betzitzis, and he does the whole latifa. And then they all say vanis sefilosi. It's a whole show. It's beautiful, and that's the way Ashkenazim they miss the whole thing. They just put the talis on before, and you don't even know what's going on before you're up to. They're up to landing already. Everyone walks in late. It's part of the seida hatzila. It's Hasidim, right?
That's
but no, it's nusach svar also. Nusach svar is no nusach svar is the same. They don't do it as elaborate. Nusach Svar, they don't do the same elaboration. They don't have the Rebbe. The Rav doesn't do it, and they don't make a bracha. They take the shul talis, a shah talis, talis shula. They don't go through the whole.
Where's the makar?
I don't know where the makar is. Probably an Arizal. I don't know. It's a tradition.
It's from the Hasidim.
It's a right. The Hasidim they do it with pomp and ceremony. Stam a shul that davens nusach Svar, they do it even if they do it right altogether. Some of them don't even do it. They don't even know what they're doing. They just put on the towels. No one's paying attention. All right, whatever it is. But it's nice. If you see it done in the right way, and especially if the people appreciate it, then it's done very nice. People don't appreciate it. You go into the shul, you don't know what it's all about. It looks very strange. You don't appreciate it. Listen, if you don't appreciate it, but they're subject to it. Why? I want to make a point over here. Why? Because Shabbos Mincha is the Gemar. It's the end of the week. All of the tefillos of the week starting with Mitzvah Shabbos. The week begins Mitzvah Shabbos. And there's a seder. You're building your way up to a crescendo. The last tefillah of the week, the highest tefillah is Shabbos Mincha. You end off with a bang. You end off with a bang. You put on a talis, something you never would do the whole week. You say Vanis Sefilasi. You open the Aron Kodesh. And you say Brich Shmei. It's a crescendo. It's Ne'ila. Shabbos Mincha is powerful stuff. If you appreciate these things. Okay, we don't live in a world, we don't appreciate anything. But that's what it is. Al-Achas, Kama v'kama, Ben Benoishel Kal v'chaymer, the last mincha of the year. The last mincha of the year. The first, what? Erev Hashanah. So you come to Shul Erev Hashanah, unfortunately, many people, they come late. They treat Erev Hashanah like they treat Erev Shabbos. Right? They treat Erev Hashanah like they treat Erev Shabbos. And it doesn't mean very much. That's a very big. That's a very sad appreciation for what Erev Mincha Erev Rosh Hashanah is all about. It's the last mincha of the year. Everything builds up to it. A person should come 10 minutes early and should say Ashrei every single word. Ashrei Yishvel the Yekas. Right? I told you last week. I came late for. I missed Ashrei. Baruch Hashem, I was there for Yishvel. Right? So. It's something to appreciate. I nothing more to say. Now the next thing is Borei Cholein Hashem Lokeinu Es Hashana Hazois. How could you say Hashana Hazois? There's only 10 seconds left to the year. You're probably from davening after Shkia. So what does it mean when you say Hashan Borei Cholenu Hashana Hazois? The year's already over. So yeah, it's not over. even 1 second, you don't know what could happen in 1 second. The stock market can go all the way up in 1 second. You don't know what could happen in 1 second.
ICBMs?
Yeah, what?
ICBMs.
There we go. It's going down.
Missiles.
The missiles.
How long did it take for
a
missile to
go? Okay. 1 second. What something happened this morning? What happened?
No, I'm just saying.
A few minutes. 1 second, you know, so leave a. Make sure you have kavanah when you say those words. Some want to say that when it says Hashanah Hazos, you say Erev Hashanah, it really alludes to next year. Hashanah Hazos means the year that's in front of us. So it has a whole new meaning. The whole year round, when you say Hashanah Hazos, it means current. But when you say the Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's a whole new Shemone Esrei. You can't say it's this year because this year is over. I'm holding the last second. It means Hashanah Hazos. You're saying a bracha, you mean mispalel for a whole year in one shot. It's a powerful, powerful nusach. Okay, next thing. That's a pasuk. That's a pasuk in the Torah. But when you say over here in the Tila, we have to understand what it means. Okay, next idea. Now, this is something very interesting, which means something to me. In many shuls in the olden days, this has become totally a lost art. It's something which olden days means about, I would say before my father was nifter, I would say 6 years ago. My father was 6 years ago, so I'll talk from that perspective. It used to be in shuls. Okay, Okay. It used to be that traditionally, between Mincha and Ma'ariv, the Rav would give a shir between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Now the question is that's a fact. That's a fact. That was the style in all of the Batei Knesios in America and all the traditional shuls. Yeah, between Mincha and Ma'ariv, the Rabbi gives a shir in something. Mishnayis, whatever you give a shir. Why is that so? So you'll tell me, Lord, it's because people, that was the only learning they did. It was a waste of time. People did not learn at all. People went to work. So there was a different generation. People went to work, and they daven Mincha, and they wait daven Ma'ariv. They went down at least a little bit. You'd wait a few minutes. It should be a little bit dark to be Yotzeh, some Shita. So you're going to sit and dilly-dally. What are you going to sit and do the whole day? And talk politics? What are you going to talk about between Mincha and Ma'ariv? So Mimele, not to waste time, the Rabbi would give a shir between Mincha and Ma'ariv. That's the simple reason why it existed. Today we live in a generation where everyone knows all Shas. Everyone's a goyin adir. So you don't have to learn between Mincha and Ma'ariv because you learn the whole day. So therefore it's time to have a little to chill out. Or it's time, go home. You go home to Mincha and Ma'ariv, whatever you do. Chaval, fine. We think we know more than they knew before. Now, there's another reason. There's another much, much more important reason why it used to be the minug in Shanim Kadmonios would learn between Mincha and Ma'ariv, and this totally everyone forgot about this reason. And that's because to be Mechaber, it's brought down all the Svarim, to be Mechaber, the Yoim, from day, the Chibur of one day to the next day should be through Torah. It's an Inyan, it's a Kabbalah, it's a Hasidish Inyan. The Chibur, the glue, the Devek, the glue from day one to day two, the bridge should be through the study of Talmud Torah. That's the very big Inyan. And therefore, if the day is over, you have a few minutes left in Yidavim Mincha, and the sun is setting, and it's getting dark, and Ma'ariv is going to begin soon, the Chibur should be through Divrei Torah. Therefore, Al Achas Kama V'Kama, Ben Binoy Shel Kal V'Chaymer, when you go from the end of the previous year into the next year, it should be the Chibur Hashonim should be through Divrei Torah. The Chassam Sofer was very makbid to give a drasha between Mincha, Erev, Rosh Hashanah, and Ma'ariv, the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Right? What? Not Tzila Zakah. You finish Mincha. Okay, you finish Mincha, Erev Rosh Hashanah, And a few moments, you're going to begin Ma'ariv. It's a new year. The year is coming to an end. The new year is beginning. The glue to be mechaber the previous year to the next year is Torah. There is no greater glue in this world than the koyach of Torah. You only learn, you know, people that are their friends. So, you know, always about your shir. You come to a shir, I know this guy from shul, this guy, we have a daf yomi chabura. I know him. But when you learn with someone, you pick up your eyes and you say, who are you? I never really knew you. I have a whole new relationship with you, a whole new appreciation of who you are only because of my learning. Learning opens up a relationship with a person where you're connected with them, you feel part of their family, you feel part of them in ways that are impossible without the study of Torah. Okay, goyim have no shayla, there's no true friend like a friend you have that comes through going to a shir with them, learning with them, being mechubar to them. It's a metzias. Torah is the ultimate chibur. Life is not just a year. The goal of life is chibur. Every one of the years in your life should be mechubar to one unit, one wholesome chibur. The years, your days. You don't just day. The koyach of life is chibur. You should connect one day to the next day. The greatest glue that can connect one day to the next, or one year to the next, the koyach of learning Torah. So it used to be in the olden days, they used to learn between Mincha Ma'ariv. My father, Zichron Levracha, he was a Rav for 29 years. Every time he was in shul, he gave a shir to Mincha Ma'ariv. The first thing they did away with, my father was nifter, the first thing they did, immediately, they couldn't wait to do it, no more. No more learning from Mincha Ma'ariv. We're going to daven Ma'ariv immediately. Mincha Ma'ariv, finished, right? Is that what we do in Yom Yisrael now? Mr. Marillis, is that what we do in Yom Yisrael now? Okay, but now there's no more, right? Done. Mincha Ma'ariv. Right,
that, after a while, but it
didn't start. And when that, because, but there used to be.
The rabbi wasn't there.
Okay, whatever. None of my business. Whatever it is, mincha, ma'ariv between the zin of chibur during the weekday. This not is all shuls like this. This was a mitzvah that existed in all shuls across the country, and it goes back to the time of Europe. The chibur between mincha ma'ariv should be between day one day should be through koyach haTorah, and al achas kavakam between. A year and the next year. And that is what the Chassam Sofer was very makbid to give a drasha between Mincha, Rosh Hashanah, and Ma'ariv. So therefore, think twice before you walk out on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, many shuls, they have a speaker between Mincha and Ma'ariv, and many people are very tempted to walk out. I used to speak with Mincha Ma'ariv. Every year I used to speak between Mincha Ma'ariv and Rosh Hashanah, all the Yom Tov, my father's shul. The place cleared out. You cannot imagine the stampede. It was a sakana to stand outside the shul when I got up to speak. When I got up to speak, the shul we had like now probably 150 people. And when I got up to speak, a stampede. I was only left with like maybe 5-6 people who had to be there because whatever, because they had no choice to be there. What? That's not a topic.
The longest speech was Shortman.
Okay, so Rabbi, keep this in mind. It's a beautiful thing to be mechaber the Seif Hashanah to the Tchilas Hashanah through the Koyach of Torah. It used to be hakpah to do this every single day, but the very least, once a year, between a year and another year, this should be done. Okay, now you mentioned over here, there's a very, I never knew that until this year, there's a very beautiful piyut. And well, Yasha writes about this very fascinating thing. Very fascinating. Your machzorim, pay attention to your machzorim on when you dav in Erev Rosh Hashanah. Achois ketana tefilo seha. Okay, Ashkenazim don't say this. Is it in the machzor, in Ashkenaz machzor?
I think so.
I'm not even sure it's in the machzor. Okay, so but it's a very nice. Maybe you know will come. But there's a by Nusach Sfarad. After you finish davening mincha, before you begin the shir, you recite this piyut. It's a beautiful piyut, beautiful piyut. And the basic idea of the piyut is the end words of the piyut is. Tichle shana v'kilaloi seha. We basically describe in this piyut each sentence all of our problems. Life is full of problems. We need refuah, we need parnasa, we have galus. All the different problems are mentioned over here. And each one, machlekes, what else we mentioned over here, all different problems. And we all end off with Tichle Shana, may the year end the Kilaloi Secha. It follows in the pattern of what we do this week. This week is Parshas Kisavai, and we read the Toichicha in order to fulfill Tichle Shana the Kilaloi Secha. All the clothes come to an end, and we start off in Teichel Shana Bechasecha. And then the last words of the Piyut are Tachel Shana Bechai Secha. So it's a beautiful Piyut. It describes, it's written by who's in. Okay, I've got the mnemonic of who wrote it, whatever, but it's a beautiful piyut, and that's what the theme is. Tich l'shon v'chosecha, toch l'shon v'chosecha. Fine, it's very nice. Interesting that Abul Yashif, he writes about this. He quotes over here, fascinating, he really collected, I don't know how he did this, the computer, I guess. He dug up all these things that Abul Yashif. Okay, Abul Yashif. No, I'm sorry. Not Abul Yashif. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Zechzeit Levracha. Going back a little longer. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, he says, you should be careful when you say this piyut. It's very misleading. Unfortunately, it gives a person the impression that everything in this past year was a curse. That's really Tich Leshana V'Kilo Yisachar. He says, it wasn't a curse. There's no human being that has survived the year that has not merited infinite bracha. Okay, we're coming now at the end of the year. It's Parashas Kisavai. We're coming to the Klala. Listen, Baruch Hashem, we made it. A whole year went by. Every person can look back and can say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has bestowed upon him blessings beyond his wildest imagination.
Especially if we're this year.
Every person in this world was zoche to infinite bracha. So he writes here, unfortunately, it's a problem. It's a problem, this piyut. It's taka true. It's a chazal. Parashas Kisavai. Tich leshon v'kil lo secha. Interesting. We have a break. We have tich leshon v'kil lo secha, and then we have another week. Atem nitzavim hayem kulchem. We don't want to go mamish. Why? Really, what they're saying is, don't get carried away with all the negativity. Don't get carried with all the problems. No one's denying the fact there are problems. Okay. No one's denying the fact there are plenty of problems out there. Everyone has a peckle. We all know that. Let's not go there. Tichle shana v'kiloy secha. Halavai, all the problems should go away. But don't be a boyet in the Ribbono shel Olam for the bracha that he's given you in this past year. The bracha he's given you in this past year is infinite. It's off the charts. It's infinitely more than what we deserve. And it's something we should appreciate. So when you say this piyut, don't say with so much kavanah. You say the piyut, but make sure you don't forget the Hadbimakir type of the Ribbono shel Olam for all of the good that he has done.
I look at it as just saying that the clothes that were this year.
Right, and Echanami, right, exactly. But we have, just saying is that don't. That's not the ikur. And in Echanami, they are clawless, and we want to get rid of the clawless 100%. But we shouldn't. We shouldn't go too far. Okay, let's go to another idea. Let me just run out of time, so let me pick something that's interesting. Let's touch upon it. I like this idea. Where is the best place to sit in the Beis HaKnesses? Okay, you buy seats. Everyone fights over the seats. What? The Mizrach, right? Kaveh. The Mizrach. Where's the best place to buy a seat? So he says over here, he brings down from various sources, the best place to buy a seat is next to the Bima. Why next to the Bima? It's very simple. Where do you blow shofar? You blow shofar on the Bima. So why in the Bima? Why don't you blow shofar in the front or in the back or on the side near the ladies section they can hear also? So the Ramah says is because we want to latch on to the Zechus HaTorah. Since on this Bima we read the Torah, the Bima is the Malkum the whole year of Talmud Torah D'Rabim. We're desperate. When we blow shofar, we're desperate. There's no moment in the year when we're in a greater state of desperation than the moment of Tekiyah Shofar. Because our life's on the line. So we pull all our tricks. And one of the tricks is, do the Shofar right on top of the place where we lain the Torah HaKadosh the entire year. It says in Shulchan Aruch. So just like that is true when it comes to blowing of the Shofar, when it comes to your private learning, or your private davening, if you can have the schus of davening near the bima, Matayv Manoim, you're latching on to the same schus that Chazal say you should latch on to when you blow the shofar. So that is the ideal place to buy a seat in the Beis HaKnesses, right near the Bima. Furthermore, what? Okay, you want to say Beni Amude, or the next thing is, what about the Aron HaKodesh? Same thing, Aron HaKodesh is the next best place. Aron HaKodesh is not the place where you learn the Torah, but it's the place where the Torah is Munach the Keren Zavis. Okay, it's Munach the Keren Zavis. Yeah, I know about it. It's not as good. It's much better where you learn the Torah, not where the Torah is Munach. That would be the second best place. I guess that's the Mizrach. I guess the Mizrach, to some degree, is closer to the Makom of the Aron HaKodesh.
You are sitting here, we have learning of Torah.
And Nipus. For example, where did they daven in the Beis HaMikdash? Where did they daven Shachas? They daven there also. They daven the Lishkas HaGozes. They didn't daven in the Azara, where they brought the Kurbanos. They could have daven where they wanted. They daven B'davka in the Lishkas HaGoz, the place where the Sanhedrin sat and learned Torah the whole day. The Gemara says, where do I learn? I used to go to the Beis HaKnesses. The good old days, I would learn at home, or wherever I was, and I would go to daven in the Beis HaKnesses. Then when I heard the following memra, that the koyach of Torah is megin, or is matzil, I did not ella bein amude, the words amude. So what does it mean amude? The pshusha means amude means the pillars. It means where I learn, there are pillars, and that's where I have my chavrus, my shtender. That's where I sit and learn. So I dive in the same place where I learn. So he brings out a mefarish in Paras Yosef that bein amude means between the atzei chayim. Pshudishalmeka means the columns of the Beis Medrash, or keep the Beis Medrash standing. I dive into my Beis Medrash, the pillars of the Beis Medrash. I dive in between the Atzei Chayim of the Sefer Torah. The Amuda means the pillars, it also means the Atzei Chayim. The Zechus of Torah is the greatest Zechus you can have to be successful in the learning of Torah. Okay, to include the Vard, there was a Rebbe that had a certain chassid. He has all the names here. I don't know who, and he didn't eat his meal. He waited for this chassid to finish his Shemona Esrei. So the chassid says, Rebbe, you're the Rebbe. What are you waiting for this guy? Let him daven his long Shemona Esrei until he'll finish. It'll take 2 hours until he'll finish Shemona Esrei. So he says, no, I know this guy. This guy, when he says, Miloich al kol elum kuloi, v'yovin kol yitzur, ki ato yitzartoi. Every creature has to recognize that Hashem is the creator. This chassid, he's such a holy person. He doesn't finish the Shemona Esrei until the shtender knows that Hashem is the creator. The Yavin kol Yitzur, every Yitzur, even the shtender, has to know Ki Ata Yitzur, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created. That's the level of tefillah. That's the koyach of tefillah. That's how far tefillah has to go. And that's why he had a liking to this Talmud. All right, we'll pick this up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. Mm-hmm.